I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
This is always interesting.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Hoppy, what'd you... Hoff's awake today. Oh, Hoppy's awake today.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello, Hoff. First time you've said something today.
No, I said something about, hey, listen, when we're gun-shy in Boston.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I forgot about that.
It was like 10 minutes ago. What do you got? A little bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. We always enjoy this. Go ahead.
Yes. Bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. Juan Soto will hit for a better batting average this season than Pete Alonso. Bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth.
That's a really good one, man. That's a really good one. I am going to say, I'm going to say bald-faced lie. I think Pete's going to outdistance him by not a wide margin. Yeah, again, listen, if Juan Soto was checking in every year, 312, 322, 309, 316, it's a no-brainer because, as we know, and well-chronicled, this is part of the reason why Pete hasn't gotten that long-term deal, in addition to his position, his age, whatever, because he's morphed into a different hitter from a productivity point of view last couple of years when he first came up, 260, 270, it's gone the wrong direction. And then obviously for a while he was hitting 350, now he's right around 3. I think he's going to stabilize. I know he's wearing it right now. He's in a massive funk right now. I could see Pete being around 2, and this might even, although this could be ambitious because he's at 3 now, 280-ish. And Juan Soto slightly beyond. Not going to be a wide margin, but I'm going to say bald-faced lie. I'm going to say that Pete will have slightly higher average than Juan Soto. That's nuts. Wow.
Does that mean that he's now a $50 million man, Pete Alonso?
he's not getting that long-term. You know that.
How about just for 1 year? $50 million for 1 year.
It's crazy, though, how they give Juan... Yeah, I know. How they give Juan Soto everything, right? And they basically make Pete light himself on fire, you know, tar and feather himself and jump through a hoop to get a 2-year deal with an option.
Yeah, it's a little bit much.
Come on.
A little bit much.
But that's right. Yeah, his arm is...
But the defense as a whole has been terrible, so I can't put it all on Alonso. Alonso looks really bad as of late. I know they celebrated whatever. But the defense over the past 2 weeks looked like complete and utter dog crap.
I agree.
Compared to what they started out the season.
I agree.
Bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. Your boy Anthony Volpe, you just talked about.
Uh-huh.
Will finish the year batting over 700 OPS.
That, I think, is going to be a bald-faced truth. That would be, first of all, wildly unacceptable and disappointing. You know, year one, all right, year two, year three, with the amount of at-bats, I think he's playing 2 or 3 times a week sporadically. He's out there every day, which gives him a chance, which we appreciate because he's a gamer. He plays every day, but when you play every day, you go through the league, you're just going to pick up some intel that's going to get you to a point that is no longer, hopefully, from an average perspective, in the 230s or low 240s, and from an OPS perspective, south of 700. I say absolutely, although you never know because he hasn't really done it, but I'm going to say fairly confidently, yes, his OPS will be over. Nothing amazing, but yes.
Yeah, right now he's bat, what, he's 745?
740-something, yeah.
Yeah, and he's living usually around 666 or 650 or something like that, or yep, whatever it is. Yep. So, like, 100-point difference right now. So, it'll come down. How much does it come down?
Mm-hmm.
Final one for you. I don't know if you heard this, but the Packers have tried again to veto or to get rid of the, quote-unquote, tush push.
I know they did it last time. I know they're going on with the owners' meetings down here. Okay, I didn't hear this
latest.
They're
doing it again. Will the tush push be bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth? The tush push will be banned from the NFL.
Before I answer that, do you know why they're so adamantly against it? What, their guys don't have big enough asses to get behind them? What's the problem?
Because they can't do it, and it's like a cheat move. You know what I mean?
I mean,
if they have to play the Eagles in the playoffs and they can't stop it, this is the only way they can.
That's true. That is the answer. There you go. Do I believe it's gone? I'm going to say bald-faced truth. I think eventually it's gone. I don't really have an issue with it. I mean, there's no fooling anybody. You know what we're doing. It's sheer force and mess. Here's what we're bringing to the table. Try to stop it. And that's kind of football. I mean, it's really no different than when I say hike and my quarterback has the ball and I fire off as an offensive lineman at you and you fire off at me and who wins? I mean, that's the point of contact. That's the point of football. But there seems to be such a discourse of, you know, either resentment or discontent. And, you know, remember the penalties last year at the Commanders? That was a joke. I think I don't mind it, but I think they're aware of the optics, and I do believe it's going to be gone. Bald-faced truth.
Bonus. Bald-faced lie.
We like bonus.
Will they ban the Hackamich next year? Is that going to be banned for life?
Bald-faced lie. I can't speak for life here, but it goes back to Shaq. Did they do this with Chris Dudley? But they didn't really play enough to really do it. They definitely did it with Shaq back then.
Yeah, the hack of Shaq was the one thing I do remember. It's so annoying. It's the stupidest thing in basketball.
Yeah, but you know what? It's not so advantageous where it doesn't enable you to not lose. Celtics did it. They lost. So if you want to deploy that, you better make sure you're buttoned up and everything else works. I don't like it either because it stagnates a beautiful game that is at its best when it's free-flowing. I'm with you. I don't think they're going to get rid of it, though. I don't.
Well, that's the whole point, though, is it ruins the flow. And, like at the end of each game, like, if it's a tight game and everyone starts to foul anyway, like, that's something that always bothered me, where it's like, you're ruining the flow of the game. There's 2 minutes left, and everyone's fouling, and everyone's going to the free throw line, and the ball's stopping left and right. Like, I don't want to sit there for a half hour for the last 2 minutes of the game. Now you're just doing it earlier.
Earlier.
It's ridiculous.
That's true. You know, I hear you. I get so, you got to hear me sometimes with Mink, like doing the St. John's games when that's happening, even if it's advantage St. John's, I mean, I'm like, all right, come on, pull the dogs off. This game's over. What are we doing, guys? Like, why are we still fat? It drives me nuts. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan. Back to you guys here. Todd's in Connecticut. What's happening, Todd? Go ahead. Todd. All right. Todd is not ready to roll. How about Eddie and Roselle Park? What's up, Ed?
Good morning. How are you?
Okay, Eddie. Go ahead, bud.
Listen, I think that the biggest problem with number 22 is that he doesn't have Aaron Judge hitting behind him. I don't think he's a leader. Aaron Judge is. When he came to the team last year, Aaron Judge said to him, listen, you can have my position. If we need your bat in the lineup, yep. I want to win. This is the deal. This is how I feel.
Yeah.
And look what happened.
Well, but Eddie, I don't think that's fair, man. I know the point. I think it's easy to say that. You know, Judge is hitting 400. Soto's scuffling here. I mean, Juan Soto was really good without Aaron Judge. You got to be fair. Now, if it was like Juan Soto and Judge were teammates for 6 years and they had this relationship of protection and this you know, Ruth Garrick dynamic, and then he left, and now he's scuffling. All right, maybe you can deduce he's not looking good, he's not enjoying it, he's not the same guy. Aaron helped him. I think it's unfair. I don't think that at all. Now, I'm starting to think he's a little lazy. I'm starting to think maybe I overestimated his passion for the game of baseball. Maybe the passion truly was to secure the money, and because that's what he showed us. But no, I don't think that he achieved what he achieved, you know, solely because of Judge. That's just not, it's not true.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.